Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. This week I'm going to talk about the recent attempts to ban more than 400 books in Bonner's Ferry, Idaho. In this small Idaho community, a small but growing contingent of book banners has been harassing their local public library and are demanding that over 400 books be banned from the shelves. Mind you, when they come to public meetings to articulate their position, they bring their guns. Just peaceful, God-fearing folks, mind you. Some of the books they want banned deal with gender and sexuality, and this group is concerned that these books will either corrupt their children and or attract sexual deviants to the library. Oh, by the way, none of these books are actually on the shelves of their library, but they could be if a community member requested the material. Trying to deconstruct the logic of this group of book banners takes a bit of work. First, they're not the majority of their community, not by a long shot. And oh, by the way, they're not even from that area. They moved there as part of a movement called the Redoubt. This is a political migration movement first proposed in 2011, and it designates Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and parts of Oregon and Washington as a safe haven for conservative Christians. So yes, the out-of-towners have shown up, and now they're trying to take over the school board and the public library. Oh, and I forgot to mention the Redoubt is also supposed to be a geographic area that doesn't allow individuals who are gay or lesbian. So let's just say this group isn't the most open-minded, peace-loving, love-thy-neighbor group of people. So much for actually practicing your Christianity. Banning books in today's day and age seems pretty darn ridiculous. Outside of the moral, ethical, and anti-American issues this raises, there's also those things called the internet, cell phones, and smart TVs. The ability to ban information is pretty darn impossible. Now, having worked in a public library during all of my high school years, and having visited them on a regular basis since then, I've yet to see a public library that is full of deviants. Quite the contrary, more times than not, they're visited by our elders, who actually still read books, and children, who are hoping someone will take the time to read to them. Public libraries are our last bastion of unfiltered information. Information about everything for everyone. Pretty darn American, mind you. Now, if you think banning books and thus the knowledge, stories, and life experiences in those books helps others make good life decisions, I would think you're in the minority. Most folks I know seek more information about subjects, not less. Just because you don't agree with those 400 books doesn't mean you get to prevent the rest of us from reading them. It's not your call. Sorry, it's called freedom. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I smell books burning, PA systems blasting what to believe, and I see re-education camps being built. America is facing a crisis when those on the fringes of our society attempt to dictate what public knowledge is accessible. Tyranny always begins with the banning of knowledge.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.